Daf is Daf Yud Ches. Today's learning is sponsored by the Shachman family, Leila Nishmas Leah Bas Aaron HaKohen. So let's take the last three lines of Yud Zayin Mabez. The Gemara has been discussing the sheet of Shmuel, who said that if there's four tefachim of schach puzzle, be'em sasuka, that's going to be puzzle as well. So the Gemara had been bringing a number of rias back and forth. The Gemara is continuing with this conversation. So the Gemara says again, last three lines of Yud Zayin Mabez, it says the Gemara Tashma, the schacha b'nisarim shel erez sheyesh bim arba divrei hakol psula. If there are boards that are four tefachim wide, everybody agrees it's pasul. Ein bem dalad, if there are not four tefachim, meaning there's less than four tefachim, then Rabbi Meir posel Rabbi Yehuda machshir. So that's a machlokas whether even under four tefachim boards are going to be acceptable or pasul. And the Gemara then says onto Yud Ches Amen Aleph now umode Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir agrees sheim yesh. Bein neser le neser kimlo neser. If in between each of the boards there's a space, empty space, that same width of four tefachim, shemeniach psal benem. You place the kosher sukkah. Psal means the pestle, the psoles. You place kosher schach in between. So it goes again. There's a board that's pasul, kosher schach, and another board that's pasul. There even he would agree it's ksheir. So let's explain what's going on here. So the Gemara says, Bishma, I understand, Leman Damar, Bein Be'emsa, Bein Menatzad, B'dalat Amos, Mishim Hachi Ksheira. So this makes sense if the Dalat Amos is going to be puzzle, whether it's on the side or even in the center, Dalat Amos is the Shir Psul, but Dalat Tfachim is actually acceptable. So this would be an acceptable Sukkah. Why? Because there's a four Tavach wide board, a four Tavach wide Schach, four Tavach wide board. That's fine, because only four Tavach wide board is not possible. Only Dalat Amos is possible. This all makes sense. But if you hold like Shmuel, however, Eleman de Amar, the one who holds that Be'emsa b'arba tefachim is also possible. Mike Sher, why would this be acceptable? Doesn't Shmuel hold four tefachim of boards in Nisarim in the middle of Sukkah is going to be possible? How's Shmuel going to explain this? So Gemara says, no, what we're dealing with here is, and anyone who has a picture, that's going to be very helpful, the picture. So Amar Rav Huna Brei Dev Yeshua Hacha Besuka Delo Havye El Shmona Amos, that should be Mitzum Tzamos. Yes, you know, dealing exactly with eight Amos. Let me explain what's going on. I'll explain both in the Amos perspective and the Tfachim perspective. Amos perspective, you have eight Amos total, so four Amos from this end, four Amos from this end. Everybody agrees you can have Dofen Akuma, Dalat Amos as far as you want. That meets in the middle. Now let's say what's going on here is it's Neser, Schach, Neser, Schach. That means the fourth one is going to be Schach, and the other end is Neser, Schach, Neser, Schach. So the two Schachs meet in the middle, right? Another way of saying this is four Tvachim, four Tvachim, four Tvachim, four Tvachim. So you have up until Dal Amos of Dofen Akuma, but the middle ones, you don't need Dofen Akuma, because that's actually Kosher Schach in the middle. So that's a total of eight Tvachim in the center of Kosher Schach in the center. And now you have Dofen Akuma working there, so you actually have a Kosher Sukkah. You have a Dofen Akuma of wall, bent wall, and the center is eight Tvachim of Schach, and that's why even Rav Meir would say this would be acceptable. Let's just see how the Gemara says this. Again, the Gemara says one more time that we're dealing with here. Delohavia elishmona amos mitzum tzamos askinam v'yahiv neser upesel neser upesel mehagisa from this side and the same thing neser pesel neser pesel neser pesel mehagisa the havile shnei psalm be'emsa the two psalm which are the two kosher schach the two four tefachim kosher schach which total eight tefachim schach are in the center and then ika hechsher sukkah be'emsa and even Rabbi Meir even Shmuel would agree that this would actually be an acceptable. Schach. Excellent.
If it would be seven, it would also be acceptable, right?
Yeah, in a chanami. The point is here, the four tefachim of Neser, the reason normally it's puzzle, but it's part of the Dofen Akuma, in that case it would be acceptable even according to Shmuel. So Gemara now says, Amar Abai. Abai says, Avir Shlosha Basuka Gedola. Let's say you have a three tefachim airspace in the center of a large sukkah. We know that's three tefachim is pasul, because it's not lavud. Umiata bein, if you diminish the shear less than three, you could apply lavud. Bein bekonim, bein shvudim have a mir. Whether or not you're going to use reeds, which are kosher sukkah, or you're going to use shvudim, metal poles, which are not kosher, it's still good. Have a mir, that's acceptable because you have lavud now. And one tefach of poles won't disqualify your schach at all. It has to be at least four tefachim or dalat amos, depending on your understanding. But one tefach of poles won't disqualify your sukkah. It will minimize the airspace to allow for lavud, and that's why acceptable. But in contrast to that, sukkah katana, a small sukkah, which means exactly 7x7 tefachim, you have exactly the shear that you need, and there's an airspace, bekanim havimir. If you minimize it with kosher schach, that minimizes it, and that's great. But b'shvudim lo havi mit. If you use metal poles, that's not going to work as a mit, as a way of diminishing the shear. Because even though the shvudim will allow for lavud, the problem is, of the seven tvachim schach, you have part of it, one tvach is pasul schach. Right, if I have, let's say, four tvachim of kosher schach, and 4.1, let's say, and 2.9 of airspace, we view the whole thing as seven tvachim of kosher schach. But if one of the tvachim is actually pasul schach, I have six tvachim of kosher schach, one tevach apostle schach, that's not going to be acceptable. That's what the Gemara says. And the Gemara says, v'hani mili, this is all true if it's minatsad, all from the side. This is the, okay, look at Rashi, we have to see what this means in minatsad. Rashi writes around halfway down the narrow lines. V'hani mili, de'avir pachas mishlosha zlovud v'ein posa basuka. When do we say that three tvachim of lovud is acceptable? Only minatsad, damrinan harei, who could lovud minadofen? You could apply lovud to the side, to the wall. Aval be'emsa, we're going to see there's a machlokus whether lovud applies in the center of a schach or not. Up until now, if I would have asked you, you would have said, of course, lovud works on the side, lovud works anywhere where it would work, but where you want it to work. But the Gemara is going to say it's actually machlokus whether lovud works in the center of the schach. So Gemara said, aval be'emsa, pligi ba rav acha, rav ina, they have a machlokus. Chad amar yesh lovud be'emsa, the chad amar ain lovud be'emsa. So what's his machlokas based on? So the Ran explains, it goes back to the Gemara tells us Lavud is one of the halachal moshmei Sinai. It's coupled together with other things that we have a dofen akuma and good asik. Dofen akuma and asik all have to do with the walls. So some say Lavud is also on the walls, minatzad. That's the pashas. But the Ran says the other opinion would think, no, just because it's grouped together with other halachas of the wall does not mean Lavud is also limited to the walls, and therefore they think Lavud applies even be'emsa, the sukkah. So what's this machlok? What's the basis? So Gemara is going to bring two mishnayos, each one supporting the side of either Lavud does work be'emsa, or Lavud does not work be'emsa. So the first one is, the Gemara says as follows. So my time, what's the reason to man damar yesh, Lavud be'emsa? What's the basis for those who hold that there is Lavud even in the center of a schach? The Tani, the Brisa says, Legabe Erevin, Kora hayotze mikosel zeh, ve'enu nogas bekosel achah. So if you remember, when it came to halachas of Erevin, if you have an open area, the chatzer, the fourth wall is wide open, you have to have either a lechi or a kora, across the way, a kora, whatever kora is, a beam, there you go, you need a beam going across the way. But let's say the beam does not go across the whole way, there's a separation, that won't work as a kora. So Gemara says, a kora hayotze mikoso zeh. You have a beam going from one wall. Ve'eno nogas bekoso acha, but it doesn't touch the opposite wall. V'chein shtei koros achas yotze mikoso zeh. Or you have one beam from one wall. V'achas yotze mikoso acha, another beam from the other wall. Ve'eno nogas zubazub. They don't touch each other. There's a space in between. If it's pachos mishlosha, eino tzarech lavi karacharis. If the separation between the beam and the wall, or the separation between the two beams, is within three tvachim, we would apply lavud. That's in the center. That's even in the middle. Emsa. If it's more than shlosha, then the Mishnah says tzarech lahavi kara achar. You need to bring another beam to close the gap. So clearly we see by Hilchos Erevin, there's such a concept of lavud be'emsa. So why would sukkah be any different? That's the basis for those who hold lavud works be'emsa. The response is v'idach. The man damu who says lavud does not work be'emsa. Shiny karis derabanim. The concept of korah, the concept of a beam by Erevin, that's a whole din derabanan. We're trying to apply this to a sukkah, which is a din deraisa. Don't bring a ride from a din derabanan. Look how Rashi says this. Rashi says around 15 hour lines up, shiny korah, the chol iser tiltub mavoy, but hilchos Erev is derabanan. The whole concept of walking or carrying within a mavoy, an alleyway, is derabanan. The mederaisa lo baitikun. You don't need to do a fix of the other end. Hilchach hakilu bahachi. Since it was a derabanan, they were makel on that fourth requirement. The heimam asur v'heim ma'itiru. They said they asur, they also matir. Heimamur v'heimamur. That's the concept we have many places. Havasuka, which is deraisa, says Rashi. Ilo kimlan lavud be'emsa halach mishmasina. If we don't have such a mesora, the lavud works be'emsa lo matino lachshur. We cannot allow for it to work. So that's the basis of one mandam. So what's the basis for the other side? So the Gemara says, so that really, that, again, that's a raya, that it works be'emsa, they just rejected that raya. But where's the raya that it does not work? Be'emsa. So Gemara asks, my time of demand damar ain lover be'emsa? The Gemara quotes a Mishnah, this is Maseches Aholos. Aruba should be bias if there's a window, a skylight in the center of a house. Uba poseach tefach, and there's a separation of one tefach. Tumah, bibayis, if the tumah is not underneath the aruba, but it's anywhere else in the house, the din is Kula Tame. The entire house is Tame. Anything else that's in the house that becomes Tame from this mace. And then Mashig Neged Aruba. However, whatever is directly beneath the Aruba is Tahor. Because the Ohel, there's no Ohel there. There's no window on top. It's an open hole. Ein Baruba. So now, this Sefer of the Mishnah, by the way, has no difference at all. The Rashi points out. Ein Baruba Poseach Tavach. If there's no distance, no separation of Tavach, meaning that Aruba, that window, is less than 10 Tavach, less than 1 Tavach, rather, the din is the same exact din as the Resha. Just, we're going to read it. Tuma Babayis Kineged Aruba Tower. Tuma Kineged Aruba. Did I skip a line here? Let's go back. I'm sorry, I skipped line. Start from the top. The time. Aruba shebebayis uba poseach tevach tuma bebayis kula tame. Masha keneged aruba is tower. Tuma keneged aruba, if the tuma is beneath the aruba, then kol bayis kula tar, then everything else in the house is tar, because there is no ohel over the aruba. Same thing. Even if ein aruba poseach tevach, even if the window is less than one tevach wide, it's very small, the same halach applies. Tuma bebayis keneged aruba tower. That's the same exact din. Rashi points out the reason why I repeat the same halacha is because in the Mishnah in Olos, there are going to be other distinctions between Poseach Tavach versus Pachos. This happens to not be one of the Nafkaminas, but this was the whole Mishnah anyway. But we see from here, if you look at Rashi, Rashi says around 10 narrow lines up, Keneged Aruba's Tahor. If there's Tame, if there's Tumas Mace anywhere in the house, if there's not an effect, that which is beneath the Aruba, why, says Rashi, Kalim Shetachteha Tahorim, She'eno Oel Hames. There's no Oel, there's no window, there's no ceiling above the Aruba. Alma Ein Lavad Be'emza Lemeve Kule Kasasim. Why not? It's less than three Tvachim, it's only one Tavach. So shouldn't we view it as being closed? And shouldn't that create a gap and a ceiling? Must be that Lavad Be'emza doesn't work. That's the Raya. So Gemara says back, V'idach, what's the one going to say who holds there is Lavad Be'emza? How's he going to deal with this mission in Maseches Kalim, in Maseches Olam, rather? V'idach, shiny Hilchos Tuma, d'achi gemirlu. Now, don't bring me a rye from Hilchos Tuma, Hilchos Olos. That's a special halacha Moshe Sinai. Only by Tuma, there is no Lavad Be'emza. Every other area of halacha in Shas, there is Lavad Be'emza.
So
okay. This would be, that was machlokas. So it's a good raya, so this might be a raya that would be lahachmi. Yeah, interesting. Yeah. So then the Gemara says, Darish Rabbi Yehuda, Bar Ilai, Bayis Shinifchas V'sikach HaGabav. Let's say you place you have a house, you took off the center of the roof, the ceiling, and you put schach on that area in the middle of the house. Sure, that's acceptable. So Amar Lefana, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi said, Rabbi Perishkach, please explain, there's a distinction. This is not true across the board. Not every time where you open up in the middle of the house, you can put schach over, that will be acceptable. So what's the distinction? Kach Pirsh Abba, my father, Rabbi Yossi, explained the following distinction. Arba Amos Psula, Pachas Arba Amos Kshera. If the walls and the ceilings are more than Dal Amos until you get to the center schach, that's not acceptable. You can't apply Dof and Akuma. There's only a good halacha if the schach that's in the center is within 4 Amos of the wall, whereby you can apply the din of Dof and Akuma. So the Gemara says another similar statement, a different halacha, different application, but similar dialogue. Darish Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eli, Avruma Sharya. What's Avruma? So Rashi says Avruma is some type of small fish, and they have little bugs, little shrutzim inside them. We have this, not new. We've had like 10 years ago, there's a big thing of little bugs and salmon. It's not uncommon, spoken about in halacha. So you can't see, you can't recognize the tiny bugs that are within. Unsure whether you can eat them or not eat them. So, Darish Rabbi Yehuda Bar Ilai, Avruma, Sharya, you're allowed to eat such fish. There's no concern of the different bugs. So, Amar Lefana of Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Parashkach, Rabbi explain, give the distinction. Kach Amar Abba, my father said, not every case across the board, all these fish are always mutter. Shomakam ploni asura, shomakam ploni muteris. There's certain locations where these fish have no bugs and they're allowed, and other locations do have some bugs. So Aruchaner asks, why didn't Rabbi Yehuda make such a distinction? So he explains to Aruchaner, because he must have lived in a place where the bugs didn't exist, so there's no need to make such a distinction. But Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi felt it was necessary to tell them where it's asur, where it's mutter. So Gemara explains, Ki ha da amar bai, like bai said, Hai tachanta de bav nahara. Tachanta is another type of small fish. They were found in a river called the bav nahara, the bav river. And Shara, that's a type of small fish that are permitted. There are no concerns of bugs there. So my time, and what's the reason why those fish are permitted? Elaim, if it's because Mishim Duradifa Maya, because the water is very quick, it's high rapids, and the current is very strong. V'hai dag tame came into lesa chut hashidra l'matzi kayim. If it's because these shrutzim, these non-kosher shrutzim or fish, don't have a backbone or spine or whatever fish have or don't have, it doesn't have those, so therefore it can't live in this fast-moving current, so it must be every fish there is kosher. Can't be. We see with our own eyes the koi. They do exist. There's such shrouds that exist in the fish. That can't be the reason why these fish are permitted in that river. Ella, if it's because mishum demalichimai, because it's salt water, the rivers are made of salt water sometimes. It's rare, but they can be. But high dog tummy came into less like kliope lomatsi koi. A non-kosher fish have no scales, so they can't live in the salt water. The salt water is very strong and potent. We see clearly many non-kosher fish in saltwater. That's not why we're saying the fish in this river is kosher. Ella, mishum de lo marbi tinayu dag tami, simply because the river happens to not have any non-kosher fish. That's all. It was just a question of metzias. No non-kosher fish lived in this area. So that's why he said, if you have fish from this river, no need to check anything. It's all kosher fish in this particular area. But the Gemara says, Amar Ravina, Ravina says, ha'inna nowadays, now, apparently sometimes they change the direction of different rivers or the dams or no dams. Apparently now the rivers of Esan, the rivers of Gamda, do pour into this river of the Baba River, and therefore non-kosher fish do make their way in there. You can't make this klal anymore that even non-kosher fish do live in this particular river. Fine. Gemara says now as follows. Itmar. Sika chagabe achsadra, sheish lo psimim kshera. So let's say you have an achsadra. The way the achsadra was, they had this area. They have pictures which are very, very helpful. But you have like a courtyard. And the courtyard had walls in front of each of the houses. And then inside of a courtyard, you want to use the walls of that courtyard. So now the din is, if there are, now in addition to those walls, imagine, let's say, this room is a achsadra, which means behind the walls are actually houses. Houses all face in, but there's a wall blocking the houses. They also have a little overhang. Coming into the center. But the walls are too far away. So the Gemara says, if there are psimim, psimim means there are beams going on like poles underneath each of the hangovers, so then that would be acceptable as long as those beams are within three tefachim of each other, they're loved, you use those psimim, those poles, those columns, that becomes your wall within three tefachim of each other. However, she'ein la psimim, if there are none of these beams or none of these columns, just a hangover from the house, that is a machlokas. Why is that a machlokas? So Abai Amar Ksheir, that's still acceptable, and Rav Amar Psul, it's unacceptable. What's a machlokas here? So Gemara says, Abai Amar Ksheir, the reason why it's still acceptable, even though there are no beams and columns, Arminam Pi Tikra Yored V'Sosem. We apply the din that the rooftop we viewed as coming down. So again, imagine, these are the walls, but you have a little overhang here. That overhang, you're going to use the tip of Pitik, or the end, in a viewed halachli, it's coming down. That will be now your virtual walls going across. That becomes your sukkah walls. That's one opinion. Pitikra yored visosim. Rav Amar Psula, it's unacceptable, because lo aminam Pitikra yored visosim. We do not accept such an idea. No halacha of Pitikra yored visosim. So Gemara says, Amrle Rava, the Abai Rava, who does not hold the Pitikra visosim, says to Abai, who does hold of it, the didach, according to you, the amris pitikra yorid visosim, that you do allow to take a ceiling and allow it to view the walls that's coming down. So now, filu hifchis dofen emtsai. So let's say you have a case. Right now, the situation we've been talking about, the achsadra, were the three walls and the three overhangs, and you use those. But let's say you take out the middle wall. Take out the middle wall, and now you have only on two sides here, but you still have a overhang, you should still allow it to work. I mean, it's an alleyway. You only have two real walls and a straight alleyway, but you have an overhang from three sides. You should apply P-Tikra V'Sosim, even if it has an alleyway, even though there's no real wall. That should be acceptable, according to you. And apparently it was understood that that won't work. Achsadra is only true if you have three full walls and the overhang using the P-Tikra of overhang. So why won't that work? Because in essence, you're not using the walls. You're using the overhang. So who cares whether there's a third wall or not? Who cares if you can walk right through? So that should be good according to you. So Gemara says no. Amrle, he says back, Modin l'cha, I agree, be'ahi havle k'mavoy ha'mafulash. Even though you're right, I'm not using the walls at all. I'm using the overhangs here. But the reason why, even though there's an overhang here, but there's no wall over there, it doesn't work, not because of a halach and hilchas sukkah, because of a halach and hilchas Shabbos. It's like a mavoy mafulash. What that means is, look at Rashi. I'll explain Pnei Yeshua, how the Pnei Yeshua explains Rashi. Rashi says, Modina lecha b'ahi, d'cheven d'avir pasuach l'negla. Since there's no wall on both sides, you can walk right through the sukkah. And since it's that way, dumi the mama of a foolish, it's like a mama of a foolish of Hilchos Shabbos, va'as the kapanja, the bekias rabbin. People are going to walk right through. So the Pnei Yeshua explains as follows. Let's say you imagine you have the sukkah right next to Rosh Hashanah rabbin. So people are going to be there, and there's an alleyway right through. I could sit in my sukkah, it's a kosher sukkah, because I have pitik of a sose. But I might end up actually thinking also I could walk through in an alleyway and carry things from my alleyway as well from in and out, and that actually doesn't work for Hilchos Shabbos. So since it doesn't work for Hilchos Shabbos because it's open from both ends, so too it won't work for Hilchos Sukkah. It's a gzeira, says the Pnei Yeshua. But a pi halacha, we would apply pitik of yar v'sosim. It does work Hilchos Sukkah, but it's a gzeira of Hilchos Shabbos that says it shouldn't work if it's opened on two opposite ends that's adjacent to Rosh Hashanah. No, there's an overhang. There's an overhang. They say you have a situation where there's an overhang that connects. The two walls connected. So you have an overhang still, even though there's no wall.
I mean, the overhang goes from one wall to the other. All
exactly.
The way without the wall.
Exactly. Now, yeah.
And also, I'm sorry, we're talking about that there is more than four amos. If it would be less, you would say...
Dofer Akuma. Exactly, right. Yeah, exactly. So then the Gemara says halfway down Yud Chesem Beis, which is not much of a long dav. Lema, let's suggest a bai v'rava beplugsa rav ushmu kemiflugi. This machlok is bai v'rava. The gabe pitikur yor v'sosim seems to be the same exact and identical machlokas to that of rav and shmuel. What's that machlokas? The ditmar, it was stated. Achsadja bebikur. We're talking about Hilchos Erva now. Achsadja bebikur. You have now this area in a big open field. Rav amar mutter latalta bakula. You could carry in the whole area because you have the achsadja. You could apply the din of a dam rinan pi tikur yor v'sosim. And Shmuel amar ein metaltalin baha elo dal amos dilar rinan pi tikur yor v'sosim. This is the same exact machlok as Rav and Shmuel to that of Rav and Abai. So Gemara says not true. Aliba de Shmuel who holds by Ervin, lo arminan pitik of Yehovah Sosim, lo pliga. Nobody agrees, no one argues, everybody's in agreement that just like he says no din of pitik of Yehovah Sosim by Ervin, he also says it doesn't work by Sukkah as well. So that's all what everyone's in agreement. The machlokas Rav and Abai are within the sheet of Rav. Well, Rav allows it to work by Hilchos Ervin, unclear whether he allows it to work by Hilchos Sukkah. Meaning what? So Gemara says on the top of the Yud Tesimon Alpha, go down four lines here, ki pligi, when do they argue? Aliba the Rav, within the understanding of Rav. Abai ki Rav. Abai says, whatever Rav holds by Erevin, he holds by Sukkah, meaning pi tikra, Yod v'sosim works by both halachas. But Rav amar lecha, ad kan lo amar Rav, hasam ela de mechitos lach sadjer hu davida. The reason why it works by Hilchos Erevin is because the walls were made for the achsadjer, meant for the inner area, for people to walk around, a little courtyard. That was all it was made for. However, about Hachal, to start using it for Sukkah, the low lav hachi avid, low. The pitikur yor v'sosim, those overhangs, those walls were never made for the Sukkah, and now for you to use that which was ready made to start applying it to the Sukkah, that he says it wouldn't work. That's his din. Okay, that's the understanding, and therefore he made a distinction. So although it works by Hilchos Erevin, it does not work by Sukkah unless you built it with that intention, then somehow that actually would be effective. So let's quickly recap. We start off talking about the machlokas, about the continuing machlokas, about the four tfachim of pasul sukkah in the center, with Shita Shmuel, whether that's true or not true. We brought a raya from this particular case of the, if there's an airspace of four tfachim in between four tfachim wide boards back and forth, that seems to say that's acceptable, even though they're four tfachim wide boards, it's pasul. If we would still accept this as kosher sukkah, and Gemara's Mechadish is talking about a unique case of eight amos and board space, and even Rabbi Meir Shmuel would agree, because you have Dofen Akuma, and in the center you have eight tfachim of schach, which is going to be acceptable. Then we spoke about the airspace of three tfachim. You could either minimize it with kosher schach or with metal poles, but if it's an exact size sukkah, seven tfachim, a metal pole would not work because you'd have only six tfachim of kosher schach and one tefach of pasul schach. Then we spoke about loved works certainly minatzad, but machlokas whether loved works beems or not, and that was based on two different mishnayos. Either we learned from the Korah by Ervin that we do allow loved beemsa, then it was rejected. Maybe that's only by Ilchos Derabanan, but didn't do the rites, it wouldn't work. Then we had another riot from the case of the tuma that we don't apply loved in the emsa, and we said maybe that's by Ilchos tuma, a special dimma that does not apply elsewhere. Then we had the statements of Rabbi Yehuda who said the din of the schach beemsa sukkah house works only within dal amos from each wall. Then another statement about the fish that had the bug, whether it's acceptable or not acceptable, depending which area you're in. And then the Gemara spoke about the achsadra, if they're simim, if they're columns, if they're poles within three tachim, so then you use those poles as the wall, everybody agrees that works. But then if there was no poles, the question whether you apply pitik or yovi sosim, that's machokas rava and abaye. And then even in that case, those who allow for it would not allow it to work if it's a mavoi mefulash. That's what Xer, we would not allow that to work by a sukkah. And then we try comparing this machlokas Rav and Shmuel by Hilchas Erevin. And we said, according to Shmuel, who does not allow for it in either cases of Erevin or sukkah, Rav that allows it in Hilchas Erevin, machlokas whether he would allow this by sukkah or not. Okay, everybody have a wonderful day.